Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. John Steinbeck drinking here. Well, John Steinbeck drinking here.
Hi, my name's Chris Summers. I'm the managing director at the Monterey Plaza Hotel and Spa here in beautiful Monterey.
And I'm Tom Wilner, reporting from Monterey. Tell us about the history of the hotel to begin with. This is right on classic Cannery Row.
It sure is. You know, the history around here is so deep, but just in relation to the hotel, it was built up in 1985. It used to be an old manor here when the canneries were here. And
so like some guy's own private...
It certainly wasn't his first residence. And you can still see in the water, you still see some of the foundations coming up. So it always is intriguing to see, you know, to think about what was here in the past. Mm-hmm. And then in 1985, it was developed out to be a hotel. You probably will never see another hotel in California with its stilts in the water like ours. Simply not going to happen again. And they built it out as this wonderful seaside hotel. And actually, when it was first built, it was a limited service property. And so it was just sort of like an inn, right? With no food and beverage.
Wow.
It was a place to just hang out down here. And then the Alden family took it over and saw so much potential with it. And that's when it started turning into a full service property. You know, beautiful restaurants right on the water, a spa on the top floor of our oceanfront building, and meeting rooms so that we can start having meetings down here, and really started becoming this beautiful resort.
So I imagine for meetings, you have a lot of corporate breakout, small mini getaways for Bay Area.
Yeah,
high tech.
Especially over the last year and a half, executive retreats. It's honestly the first thing that people felt after the pandemic felt comfortable doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the executives, you know, sort of said to say, well, why don't we go out first? Let's go take a look and see how we feel before we bring the rest of the people in. But anytime you bring a group down to Monterey with all the stuff there is to do here and just staying at the plaza, you know, they have a great time.
And one of the interesting dynamics is the walkability of where you're located to get to downtown Monterey.
Yeah, I'm certainly biased, but it's the best location down here. Right off Cannery Row, but positioned also right next to San Carlos Beach. San Carlos Beach has become one of the most popular dive spots in California. And you have everything from beginners who are getting their diver certification to expert divers who want to come down here in the Monterey Bay.
So you probably have divers that stay here.
We do get quite a few that stay in. There's a lot that live in this area, and they live here because of that. But then beyond that, it takes about 15 minutes, and you're at Fisherman's Wharf and downtown Monterey, and you know that's the old Custom House.
But literally, if you're a walker, you could walk all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and yeah. The issue nowadays, though, is that electric bikes are taking people faster, and they're becoming more and more popular.
Right across the street, you have Adventures by the Sea. They have a fleet.
What they're most popular for is kayaking out right on the water. You can go right next to the hotel, go out into the kelp forest, the sea otters. We try to stay as far away from them as possible, but you can get pretty close and see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have Mad Dogs and Englishmen, a bike shop that opened up in the hotel. They have retro bikes, but some of these great new e-bikes, and you could take them all the way to Carmel and back.
Okay, so in addition to sales, they have a rental fleet too.
Absolutely, and they're focused on those e-bikes, and gosh, just seeing on social media how popular they are and how much people love them, and it's become super popular in the last 2 years, I can tell you that.
Looking forward, it follows that probably 80-90% will have some battery power with them. Whether you use it or not, it'll probably, everything will be built in like that.
100%, and just as a hotel, we have to continue to add more and more charging stations because the Tesla numbers are going up. There's electronic Mustangs nowadays.
Wow.
And electric, I think the F-150 is coming soon. So e-vehicles are becoming more and more popular, especially in our area. And now these e-bikes and the range of both the cars and the bikes seems like monthly they keep coming out, and they get stretching them another 50 miles. You know, it's incredible.
Tell us about some of the other cool things that... Say if you brought your relatives to stay here for the weekend, where would you take them? What would you do from the hotel? Ideally, more walking distance.
You know, walking, Cannery Row is right down there. So most interesting thing for me is there's a lot of people that, my family's from the East Coast, and we have travelers that come in from all around, and just explain to them what was going on down here. So you go down Cannery Row, they have some of the old fishermen's barracks, they have Doc Ricketts' lab, and talk about John Steinbeck. Mm-hmm. That is super intriguing. You know, people jump on that. They love to hear that history. And then Cannery Row is anchored by the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
I would come just for the aquarium. I mean, that alone is so cool.
It is incredible. And I've never met anybody who hasn't been completely blown away by the aquarium. And they just opened up a deep sea exhibit. The creatures that they have, and I think I have to call them creatures, because these are things that you've never seen before living in the ocean. And it just opens your mind up. I have a small son, so when he sees those things, you know, their mind just opens up so much and understands what's right out here in the Monterey Bay.
A friend of mine that lives nearby, Pacific Grove, he was here out on your deck a week ago, and he said there was like 50 or 100 whales that were right in front of you in the inner bay. Yeah, I have never seen that.
Feel like it's year-round. I mean, obviously we have the sea otters, the sea lions, there's harbor seals here, there's dolphins, but the whales, the whale-watching tours have been going out, and it's been so diverse lately that they're actually they're starting to send out boats that are only going to go out and look for orcas, because there've been so many orca sightings.
Wow.
And so now they're going to be focused on that, and that is a really special treat when you see these orca whales.
Mm-hmm.
It's something very special.
So on the Central Coast, people from Santa Barbara, why do they come to the hotel and to the destination?
I think it's exactly that. The history of Monterey, what we have here, is there's nothing like it. You know, from Cannery Row to being, I mean, the first capital of California, mm-hmm. you start learning all the things that happened here and how it became what it is. But then to tie it in with the Monterey Bay, this is a national marine sanctuary, and it's just something very special down here. And you get to do that, and there's, you know, and we're not even talking about Big Sur.
Right. I was just thinking that, you know, whole nother world-class itinerary.
And it's just down the road, just down Highway 1 and, mm-hmm. and Carmel Valley, the wineries out there. And then, like we said, all these outdoor sports, there's, you know, there's hiking trails. And I think that's exactly it. And I think that's what continues to bring people back. They come and find a few things, but every time they come, they find something new here. So they say, oh, there's more to find out in Monterey.
Yeah, and the little treasure best-kept secrets. You know, everybody knows about Pebble Beach
mm-hmm.
and that golf course, which cost, what, green fees of $450 or something crazy. So a local friend took me down to Pacific Grove, and there's a Peter Hay Municipal Course. And he goes, oh, yes, we call this poor man's Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Peter Hay is on Pebble Beach, so this is just the PG Municipal. So the back nine at the PG Municipal Course, you might as well be at Pebble Beach. That's how wonderful it is. You're right out on the rocks, on mm-hmm. the water. It's a little shorter of a course. So honestly, for those of us who aren't expert golfers, it's mm-hmm. a little more fun to play.
Yeah.
And like you
more
said,
reasonable green fees.
Much more reasonable.
Yeah.
And,
but that's a classic example of a treasure that's just there.
Absolutely.
And that lighthouse right next door.
Absolutely. And Lover's Point and the lighthouse in Pacific Grove. Pacific Grove itself is a destination, and it's walking distance. And on an e-bike, you can be there in about 3 minutes.
That's so cool. You know, it's like these little micro worlds.
Right.
And going that way, what, Lover's Point?
Lover's Point.
And the restaurant down there, the right
the
on the
beach house?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many good spots down
How's
there.
How's that restaurant doing? Are they?
They're up and running and going well. And that itself, that area is a little bit of an inlet. People love to swim there. Some people like to just go out on the rocks at Lover's Point. Mm-hmm. There are all these little squirrels, if you know, they live in the rocks.
Uh-huh.
And so I take my son down there sometimes, and just you're with a different form of wildlife, and you never would have known it. But the most intriguing wildlife in Pacific Grove are the monarch butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come through every year, it's a special thing.
Well, we started out talking about a hotel.
I know. Now we want to go on vacation.
I know. But how quickly we got off property and started adventuring. And I think, again, to reiterate, that symbolizes the attraction of the hotel.
Right.
I mean, no matter how thread count or whatever, that's not why people come, is it?
Well, it's that and the people. So mm-hmm. we're in the hospitality industry, and I tell the associates here all the time, you know, we live in this beautiful destination. We have this beautiful building here, but it's always the employees that make the difference and how warm they are. And
mm-hmm.
and we have so many guests who come back, and they literally call us their home in Monterey. But again, it's always a base in Monterey because you're going out. You're going to go do things. And there's so much to do around here. But we're really fortunate to be where we are and fortunate to have the associates we have working here.
So in the here and now, one of the mysteries of life is employees and employment and finding workers. Are you having a hard time with staffing like a lot of places are?
I want to stay optimistic, right? Mm-hmm. Because I do feel fortunate. I believe that we all need to feel fortunate for where we're at. And the team has been working really hard. We slowly and slowly, you know, we celebrate when we find two or three people, when we need 20 or 30. But we just, you celebrate those people. Sure. You bring them in as part of the family. And certainly compared to 6 months a year ago, we're in a much better position. We certainly are always looking for more people to join our family here. And it's taking longer than any of us thought.
But this is across society, isn't it? I mean, in any business on the Central Coast.
It certainly is. And when there's so many businesses reopening, that's the other thing, is that there's so many jobs open and there's so much opportunity for people down here. You know, we're obviously all doing it at the same time, but I think that's also what makes the Plaza special. We still have people who, through the pandemic, came back here and have been working here 25, 30 years, you know, and they're telling me, oh, their son, family is working here. And then their son or family just had a baby, and you know what? That's going to be our future.
That's funny. Legacy.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So true family.
Right.
We started out talking about the hotel, and once again, how quickly we get off property. How many rooms?
We have 291 rooms. Mm-hmm. We have up to 30,000 square feet of meeting space, which a little bit less than half of that is actually outside, so which is another great thing to be out in the breeze looking out. So those special events and weddings outside are really wonderful.
And then you have two restaurants?
We have two restaurants. We have Schooner's Monterey, which is mostly outside on the patio, which overlooks the bay, and you literally can sit there and have a chowder or local salmon and look at the sea otters playing. Really what we're excited about is the Coastal Kitchen. So we've just opened that up.
And that's the more high-end fine dining?
It's more high-end restaurant. So we were fortunate enough to have, just under a year ago, Chef Michael Rotondo joined us.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I know him.
From San Francisco.
Yeah. One of my most popular shows in the last 4 years was his interview. We were at Knob Hill.
The Ritz-Carlton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he was at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah. I met him there. Yeah. And I don't know exactly why, but it went viral. It was crazy.
Well, we better get him in here.
Oh, cool.
No,
Is he here?
He's here, yep.
So, we'll have to go say hi to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's. I'll certainly bring you around to see him in the kitchen. And so he's been here under a year. You know, some of his history. He used to work with Charlie Trotter in Chicago.
Right, yeah.
He was on the Bocuse d'Or contest with Thomas Keller and Daniel Boulud. And they named him one of the most, promising chefs.
So you have people that come here not to stay in your hotel, but just to go to the restaurant,
especially with this new restaurant, especially within driving distance, people are coming down to have that special experience. So, you know, my role as the managing director is to let our experts do what they want. So, so we talk to Chef, and Chef Michael puts together a menu, and he does a fixed menu where he makes tweaks and changes all the time. But the idea is you come in for this culinary journey. We have a food and beverage director who's also a sommelier, Conrad Reddick, and he's put together a wine pairing to go with it where it's literally a symphony. So Chef Michael's food with these wines.
And it follows that your wine pairings would be Carmel Valley and Monterey County wines?
It's changing all the time. Mm-hmm. We definitely have Central Valley, but sometimes Conrad likes to take you around the world as well. Mm-hmm. So it's about educating people and opening up their mind. I mean, they've done it with me many times. I've tried a wine that, you know, never thought I would like. And
do you have a house wine?
We have, I think, most of our by-the-glass wines are Carmel Valley. So from Talbot, Scheid, I mean, these are some of the great ones out here.
And Talbot, you mean Talbot ties.
Oh, yes, family, I used to have some of those.
Yeah, the family started out making ties.
I have some still, but I haven't worn a tie in a couple of years, but maybe I'll bring it back out. So the reason we went, number one, bringing Chef Michael down here was something that we thought, being the Plaza, we wanted to continue to develop these, you know, exclusive experiences for our guests, and this is another one of them. And having a chef in-house, letting him do what he does.
Well, you know, I'm such a fan. I'll come back just to do a show with him.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, he's world-class.
And let's get you in to eat some of that food because it's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do here and create new experiences. Mm-hmm. you know, the guests want more, you know, it's not just guests, human beings want more experiences now.
That's true. It really has shifted a lot of what people expect and want and are looking for.
And if you haven't seen a dear family member in 2 years, when you go out with them, you want it to be special. You need to make those new memories. Yeah. You need to make them quick and make up for some lost time.
And then I noticed that you have a full service big time spa on property. Is that contracted out, or is that, do you guys operate it?
No, that's Vista Blue Spa is operated by us. That's our team up there. It's on the fifth floor of our building that protrudes out to the ocean. And
do you have people that come for a spa-centric getaway? I mean, that's the reason they come here.
Absolutely. There's
in the sea otters is an afterthought.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they can spend their time up on the, so we have hot tubs and jacuzzis that are up outdoor on that fifth floor.
Overlooking
the bay. Sometimes you can just stand there and just gaze for a certain amount of time. And that's ultimate relaxation. But after you've had a treatment, and we do everything from hot stones to deep tissue. Some people, really need to get loosened up to, we have a great bath suite now where people just come and that we have salt or milk baths. Sometimes, you can just sit and really just decompress, and it's become one of our more popular treatments there is just to sit in the bath and decompress and maybe have a champagne.
That's really cool. Do they let you in there?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know if I fit in the bathtub.
But do you ever check in for a...
We've been so busy lately. I don't like to add too much more to the team. And honestly, we book out. Sometimes it's 2 weeks out.
Wow.
And so I haven't, but now you've kind of got it and put it in my head that maybe I'll go up there.
Therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We all need it.
Yeah. So another draw, an allure of the property. I would say it's kind of that atmosphere.
The lobby is somewhere special. If you've come into our lobby, it's a very classical design, right? But we like it that way.
It has a home living room feel.
Yes, very residential, rich mahogany. I mean, we have some stone down there to make it, to give it a luxury touch. And we have a fireplace. But anywhere you sit in the lobby, you're also looking out at the Monterey Bay. And we're doing music nightly. Every night we have either a pianist or local guitarist, and it becomes the guest living room at that point.
It really does.
Have a drink.
It's uncanny because it's a large space, square footage, and volume, which you would think be corporate, would be hotel, but it truly feels like a living room.
I love it. Yeah, and there's a lot of guests who really love that, to come down even after an evening, having dinner, just to come back, listen to some live music, sit in a leather wing back.
And the stone fireplace kind of gives that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You feel really warm. You feel at home. And we've got a lot of sofas and, things. So honestly, the whole family can kind of be around and in your own little area.
And the view of the bay, looking across Moss Landing and Seaside at night was magical with all the light.
It's just incredible. And, it's getting darker later now. So honestly speaking, when it's open in the beginning, it's still pretty bright out and you're still seeing quite far. And then at night when all the lights come across on the other side of the bay, it's just a really nice experience.
We're spoiled. You know that.
We are spoiled. Yeah. the Monterey Plaza is I think you really pointed it out well, is that we're just at this location where, you can get a little bit of everything. It's really central to not only the things that you want to do in Monterey, but also Carmel Valley, wine country, Big Sur, golfing. It's really all right here. Most of our customers have been here before and they keep coming back. We talked about employees being generational, but the guests become generational and they come out here, they bring their families, their children have their own families, then they bring their families here. And that's what this is all about. And this is a family-owned business. The employees are a family, and we want the guests to feel like they're family, and that's what we're doing here at the Monterey Plaza.
I'm still tripping out that you scored Michael Rotondo.
Well, we certainly need to have you back down here because you need to try that food. You're going to love it.
Yeah, he's world-class, literally. For further information about your world.
Honestly, to stay connected to what we're doing, obviously our website is MontereyPlazaHotel.com.
And then you have Instagram, and what works best on your social media world?
Instagram is very popular. We have a Facebook page as well. However, when you go to our website, if you join our newsletter there, we send out exclusive offers, and that's really the place to stay connected.
So you get some good deals.
Absolutely. Yeah. So drop your email in there, and then you stay connected, and we'll continue to send you out all the great things that are happening down here.
I think you should do a Central Coast only special getaway.
That's it.
Yeah, you could harvest people from down in Paso and San Luis.
Believe it or not, you know, in the last year and a half, most of our guests are driving market right now. Mm-hmm. And so there's very little international coming in yet. We'll see how that changes over time. I was telling someone the other day that, you know, our drive market includes Los Angeles. So yeah. just so you know.
Exactly. Yeah,
it includes Los Angeles. Yeah. And
San Diego is next.
Absolutely. Yeah. And driving up through Big Sur to get to us, it's what people need to do to get out and, again, connect with family and connect with California.
And the website address?
MontereyPlazaHotel.com. And my name is Chris Summers. I'm the managing director at the Monterey Plaza Hotel.
Chris, thanks for hanging out with me. This has been a great morning.
Tom, you're the best. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from the Monterey Peninsula on Cannery Row. We'll see you here.
John Steinbeck drank in here. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. John Steinbeck drank in here.
The underbed music in this show was performed by Monterey County native Mike Beck. To learn more about Mike's music, log on to mikebeck.com.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So yes, please support your local NPR station.